Hi, Dr. Bill Dickle here. This is the Wednesday show for the 17th of May. We have Josh Bernstein. We moved him from his Thursday time slot now to Wednesday, first hour. Hopefully, this will be a stable time slot. I know he does a lot of other radio. Josh, there's a lot of things going on. Mr. Amash, one of the Republicans, made a statement of course the Hill, tried to amplify out of context. The Democrats, the only thing they can think of is the word impeach. And which is, I think,
CNN has a message. And see what happens after that. I'm sure that they'll file lawsuits and everything else. But the bottom line is, we cannot allow fake news to the minds of the American people. And that's exactly what is happening.
I agree.
We need to be that much harder against
them. Yeah, three steps. Number one, get the FCC to pull licenses. Number two, Attorney General to start a commission to investigate Comey and other intel leakers through the other agencies like NSA, et cetera, that have not been revealed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, I think that we need to have the commission reactivate the charges against the Clinton Foundation, which they've now started a new money machine to try to energize. If they can't be the kings and queens of the government, they want to be the kingmakers or queenmakers. And this is really dangerous because there's an alliance between the deep state and global government and the Clinton Foundation. And the thing that's really amazing to me is if you actually look at the connections between the Clinton Foundation and Russia, it's a lot more in just deal with state. This is
CNN has a message. Let's see what happens after that. I'm sure that they'll file lawsuits and everything else. But the bottom line is, we cannot allow fake news to the minds of the American people. And that's exactly what is happening.
I agree.
We need to be that much harder against
them. Yeah, three steps. Number one, get the FCC to pull licenses. Number two, Attorney General to start a commission to investigate Comey and other intel leakers through the other agencies like NSA, et cetera, that have not been revealed yet.
Mm-hmm.
And then thirdly, I think that we need to have the commission reactivate the charges against the Clinton Foundation, which they've now started a new money machine to try to energize. If they can't be the kings and queens of the government, they want to be the kingmakers or queenmakers. And this is really dangerous because there's an alliance between the deep state and global government and the Clinton Foundation. And the thing that's really amazing to me is if you actually look at the connections between the Clinton Foundation and Russia, it's a lot more in your face than anything that they talk about with, you know, obtuse conversations with Trump or anybody else that was their job, like Michael Flynn's job was to talk to the Russians. This situation needs to be cut off at the base. Clear out the government of former Obama members and also of these non-elected officials that are actually trying to literally run the government from the bureaucracy. Basically start to truncate the media and don't allow any more CNN or whatever at these meetings where they have media. And then finally, clean out the people like Comey, who to me is a criminal. When he came out July 5th last year and gave Hillary Clinton a pass and tried to say that she had no intent, that's not only not his job, that is a direct violation of the very position of the Attorney General who's supposed to be his boss. It's just disgusting what's going on. And the fact that Comey comes out after he's fired, if it really was an act of Trump to try to actually cut off the Flynn investigation, which you know he didn't, and right, they don't have tapes or notes to show that, Comey himself needs to be charged and investigated, and if necessary, go to prison. He needs to be wearing an orange jumpsuit. Yeah, this guy is a criminal showboat. And if you look at his background, you mentioned it last week. That was at Barton and what's the name of the other
Hogan and Hartson Law Firm.
Hogan and Barton. Hogan and
Hartson.
Hartson Law Firm. That both Comey, his brother, who did the taxes for the Clinton Foundation, which is also HSBC that did the laundering for drug money, Loretta Lynch and Hillary Clinton all were in the same law firm. We know he was covering for them. He tries to pretend he's a Republican, but he's a globalist. He's a closet Clinton supporter. And the fact he gave Uma Abedin and everybody else a complete pass and didn't charge them is an obscenity. The fact he didn't even swear in with an oath or have an independent commission or a grand jury is an obscenity. This man needs to go. You have an investigation, and if it's found that he's guilty, he needs to go to prison. Comey himself is literally, he's in a box now. He's either going to be badly embarrassed to not show that he has any quote, tapes or anything else to indicate that Trump said this, because, like Amash said, if this is true, that Trump said to literally stop the investigation, I order you. He didn't. He said, he's a good guy. You know, I think you should drop the investigation. That's a whole different matter. The fact that he's trying to accuse Trump at this late stage, this man is psychotic. He is a danger to the country, and the people behind him are even bigger danger, and we need to stop it right away because we have North Korea. By the way, I want you to know this. I had a direct face-to-face contact with CENTCOM. As of March this year, North Korea can strike New York City. Not 2 years or 5 years from now. You need to know, people out there, that North Korea is hell-bent on striking a major U.S. city with a nuke. And our missile defense system was literally put on hold during the Obama years, so they didn't expand it. And I can tell you, it's leaky. Just the theater air defense, which we placed in South Korea, and this idiot that was just elected in South Korea doesn't like it there. He's a moron. South Korea is going to be the subject of more tubeless rockets attack and nuke attack from North Korea. And not only that, they can strike our base in Guam. They can strike to Japan. I don't know if Japan is armed, but I would tell Trump, if it's not already obvious, have a press conference to say, I'm arming, if it's not already done, Taiwan, South Korea, and Japan to the teeth with missile defense systems. And China, you're going to pull everything from North Korea now, today, not next week or next month. And if you don't, and a conflict starts, all your cities will be targeted by us, the U.S., to make sure we nuke all of them, and you'll disappear in a cloud of nuclear dust. He needs to get much more serious. And if China won't do it, put a defense system against the missiles in South Korea, tell the North Korean people, one way or the other, and they can just drop leaflets if they need to, but they have to get information in there, that we want to release you from this regime. We're going to take out these rockets that are aimed towards Seoul, South Korea, and we're going to take out the regime, and we're going to destroy all these nuke facilities that are there, and we want to release the North Korean people so they can have high-speed rail, and they can literally think of South Korea as Disneyland, and we're giving them all a ticket. If we don't do this, North Korea is someday going to hit Guam or Japan, and we're going to have a thermonuclear war, and it's much more dangerous than even the Middle East, as far as I'm concerned. This is a major trigger for world war.
Well, I agree. I think we need to do a 2017 version of shock and awe, almost similar to what was done when the Israelis took out the Syrian nuclear facilities way back when in the 80s. I think we need something even more of a grand scale.
Talking about the Osirak reactor that was in Syria,
Yeah. We need to do something on a much bigger grand scale. We need to overwhelm them immediately with power and force to where they have no idea what's going on and where they're coming from. And I would just, you know, once you've annihilated, I would drop 10 of those mother of all bombs on their nuclear facilities and on the Pyongyang castle, you know, where he lives and where he stays. And whoever's left over after that, I would send in probably 150,000 ground troops to take out the rest. And maybe then at that point, who knows, maybe there'll be a reunification of South Korea and North Korea and they'll live in peace and harmony. Or who knows, maybe the Chinese will decide to try to take out North Korea.
We're not going to leave it to that. We need to go in there and make a presence and force reunification. Force it. We need to passive and think
we
have
to be careful that China doesn't see an opportunity to grab North Korea. That's what I'm afraid of. If North Korea is grabbed
by China, they are sealing their own doom. That contract is signed with their own blood. Because if they take North Korea and their butt up against South Korea within 10 miles of Seoul, that's the end of China. You might as well say, if you live in China right now, you better emigrate to Argentina or somewhere else. Because when a war starts, all those cities are going to turn into a nuclear vapor cloud in 12 minutes. That's it. They need to know this. And I'm saying this right from the air because I had classified clearance and I work with the FBI, CDC, and Space Command. I can tell you, You Chinese, you're doing things right now. If you don't pull the plug completely on North Korea, you're finished. I don't care how much you think your business is growing and you've got all these contracts and everything and you opened up to buy beef from America. Here's the beef, buddies. If you don't stop North Korea and they do something terrible like hitting Guam or U.S. base in Seoul, South Korea or Japan, you're done. It's over. And if you think you can rely on the Russians, because this last missile that was fired off went within 60 miles of Vladivostok, Russia, you're nuts too. And the Russians can take you out really very efficiently as well. If you think that you're allies and you're going to start shooting missiles near Vladivostok, you're crazy. Ain't going to happen.
Well, something needs to happen, and it needs to happen soon. I mean, we just had another nuclear test or another missile test that went off. What is it, the sixth one that they've done? They've gotten, you know, one missile to go 420 miles. That's a long distance.
Let me give you the tech specs on this. It had a flat trajectory. It was a liquid-fueled rocket. What I have from my intel sources face-to-face is they have solid-fuel rockets that can travel a distance to the continental United States. Now, they have miniaturized technology. Now, they got this through AQ Khan in Pakistan. So you have to understand, if North Korea acquires this technology within 2 years, dozens of nations that don't have a good relationship with the United States, i.e. primarily Muslim, will have nukes within targeting distance of the United States or can haul it along on a ship or a platform out in the ocean and do an EMP attack and then literally do God knows what to America. And if you think that our missile defense system is fully up to snuff, it might be after two terms of Trump if he pours enough money into it. But both Bush and even much worse, this monster, this idiot. And by the way, when you look at people like Bernie Sanders, this guy is like I call the Santa Claus. Do you like that one, Santa Claus?
I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah. He has all these platitudes. I'm going to give you free education, free health care. Who the hell's going to pay for it? Secondly,
the taxpayers.
If you're going to pay for it, and by the way, even if you're going to pay for it, if you control Big Pharma, Big Medica, et cetera, I put my plan out there in video, and I'm getting very little response. I'm trying to send it through to Donald Trump and to his team. If they don't take it seriously, healthcare will bankrupt this nation. And by the way, it's bankrupting every nation as the population ages. And new technology comes on board because people want it. Everybody's enraged at these town hall meetings because they all want healthcare. Guess what? I could put a healthcare plan together that would be one-fifth the cost. No one would have insurance. No one would get sued. No one would be denied care. No one would worry about going bankrupt. Like 86% of people who go bankrupt is due to health care and have to mortgage their home if you got a serious health problem. I can solve it. Okay? And what I see happening, and I can basically, there's not one of these issues that I can't provide a concrete solution, but I'm going to tell you, you need to give a timeline and specific benchmarks of dates to China. Because if they don't do it and we don't have a polling, and it's really easy to do. You have three things to do. Number one, have all the banks and all the nations do any business with North Korea. If they don't take action, we take action against those nations and those corporations. That's number one. Number two, we tell China, by a specific date, if you don't stop doing trade, including sending microchips or rocket fuel or anything else to China, to North Korea, we're pulling all of your incoming containers of any material you're selling through Walmart, Tesco, whatever, to Britain, anywhere. Mm-hmm. We're going to blockade them anywhere in the ocean. So you're not even going to not sell to America. We're going to blockade you from selling them anywhere.
That's what we need to do. We need to be tough and strong.
Number three, we need to arm the hell out of North Korea. Enemies, potential enemies, South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, and we need to make it very firm that we do not believe in a one China policy unless there's a hell of a change in the regime there. And the Taiwanese don't want to be absorbed by China. You got an extreme regime now that's cracking down on the young people, cracking down on the middle class, and they've even blocked the internet. And they've had collaboration with American companies to actually block their internet so they can't get access to news in the rest of the world. The Chinese people are good people. If they had access to the truth, they're getting movies that were either even being re-engineered. So the Chinese Communist government wants to buy out our movie theaters and our movie producing studios.
Yep.
So they're, quote, Chinese compliant, just like Sharia compliant. So they won't offend the regime. If you don't think this is a takeover, you're an idiot. And if you don't think
they've taken over Lionsgate. They've taken over Paramount.
I've talked to Democrats that are idiot enough to think that Santa Claus could solve the problem if he ran for election for the next term in 3 years. Santa Claus couldn't get himself out of a closet, okay? Financially, you need a businessman like Trump. Now, Trump, yes, has some aggravating personality characteristics. He's a showboat. He's a high-level Mason. He's always doing Masonic signs. But guess what? He's a good man. He's a patriot. And he's probably one of the most brilliant businessmen we've had in American history. And he can work America out of the mess we're in, which is really bad.
If this the Republicans allow him to do it, that's the thing.
It's not the Democrats, it's the Republicans. I know how he can fix it, the Republicans. And you can't make a draxeditious comment that you're going to block him in elections. You have to do the reverse. You have to say, I'm going to campaign like heck for candidates other than you in the election, or I'm just not going to show up. The places where he didn't show up, like remember that candidate up in Maine that turned on Trump because he was in that trailer?
They lost.
So if Trump doesn't show up for your campaigns or if there's an alternate candidate that he can campaign for, you're done. Politically, your history is over, okay? So Trump doesn't need to say, I'm going to, you know, campaign against you. He just either has to not show up at all or campaign for somebody else. That's all he has to do. And he doesn't have to announce and say, I'm going to do this to you. He just has to do it, you know, between channels and say, you know, Trump's got a number on you. You better start cooperating with him. He's going to do you in. Because that's actually a hard wall, this midterm elections. And if Trump gets enough people in the Senate, a lot of the things that the Democrats think they're going to keep on jamming with Schumer and so on, it's over.
Well, that's if we don't lose, you know, the Senate or the House because we can win it easily. The Republicans.
Well, we have a number of states that went red that senators are still in there that are Democrat that are going to lose their seats here. There's a number of them coming up in the midterm elections. They get elected every 6 years. So it's my feeling if Trump plays his cards correctly, and he should play them closer to his chest, if there's one defect Trump does, he tweets too much. He puts his own media people on edge because they don't say necessarily the same message.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of pivots a bit, which is his communication style. But I think what he needs to do is play the cards closer to his chest. He would not do well in a game of poker, would he?
Probably not. No, but you know what? One thing that I will give him credit for is nobody knew he was going to drop the MOAB on ISIS. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't say anything about, you know, hitting the Syrians and things like that. So he can be unpredictable at certain times. But I do agree with you that, you know, he does tweet a lot, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
No, I don't think it's bad. I just think the content, here's how I would do with the content. I would be much more obtuse on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying.
I would say you can tweet more even, but just be a little more obtuse. Leave it more open to kind of your own personal opinion.
One thing that I would like,
in other words, keep them dancing, keep them wondering what the hell.
I want to see him do more press conferences. I want to see rapid fire response team like Barack Obama and his left wing minions. They had with David Brock's groups and, you know, American Bridge and some of the other groups. They had a rapid fire response team. So anything that was critical against the regime or the administration or Barack Obama, they had an immediate media response team. I want to see the Republicans and the president, Donald Trump, have an immediate response team.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. I think that Trump is going to turn up the volume. The first thing he needs to do is fire about 1,200 people and hire his new people. Not hire 60. I heard he's going to talk about hiring 60. You don't need to doubt who the leakers are. If they've got a D on their badge, and remember now, I think it's something between 91 and 97%, depending on the department of the government or the intel agencies, they all voted for Democrat, for the Hildebeest. And I call her the Hildebeest because she's a beast.
Oh, she is. She is the most vicious, cunning, sadistic, satanic woman that's ever walked the face of this earth.
Now, I'm going to tell you things because, I'm a believer, and I have a gift of second sight. Now, some people say, well, you're just a nut, Dr. Deagle. You can't say that. Yes, I can, actually. I've been beyond and back, okay? I died at birth in 8 and a half, and I was sent back here specifically to tell you people, and especially what I call the descendants of the ancient Hebrews, which are if America, the northern tribes of Europe, and the state of Israel. And because we are, in a sense, the two scapegoats of God on earth, literally to bring his message to the planet. And it's only through Judeo-Christianity that God is going to bring any saving message. It's not through Hinduism or Islam or Buddhism or Sikhism or anything else. It's going to be through Judeo-Christianity. Now, I can tell you right now that America is hanging in the balance. It's hanging literally by a thread. And I think God even has a sense of humor by sending a president with the name Trump and his cohort, his vice president, is Pence, the Trump-ence of God. So here's what's going to happen. Trump is either going to get his act together and not be impeached before after the midterm elections, or we're going to go down a pathway that's going to lead to absolute annihilation. America will break up. We will have a global government that will make it so miserable to be in America. And remember, if you don't think that's happening, just look north to Canada. Mm-hmm. I call him the snowboarding prime minister. This guy is a closet Muslim. He's actually on camera taking actually the oath to become a Muslim in Montreal. Did you know that last year?
That I haven't heard, but I saw him open up the floodgates to allow Muslims into the country. And where do you think they're going to go? They're going to go south.
Right. And by the way, their vetting questions are mind-boggling. I just You know,
what's your favorite color?
Yeah, exactly.
What's your favorite knife?
Yeah, right. Guess what?
What color is your turban?
Just last month, he passed a law in the last week that actually made it illegal to criticize Islam in any way, or you go to jail. Did you know that?
It doesn't surprise me.
So if you criticize, this is even worse than anywhere in Europe. I mean, it's bad enough in the Netherlands and elsewhere, you know, but, you know, like Charlie Hebdo bombing and all those other things. You have to understand here, Canada has gone down the toilet.
And the Canadians, I know, and they're so close to us, which is scary. I mean, if you think about it, we've got two dictatorships, basically, on each side of us, Mexico and Canada, and we're right. The only ones that have any freedom left. So eventually, we're going to get squeezed into the middle, and the next thing you know, you're looking at a New World Order, you know, three-nation North American Union type thing, God forbid, with another leftist president.
Well, there's 94 million armed Americans, and if the government ever tries to take us over with robotic drones or whatever, we're just going to march in every one of the capitals and take over the government with the citizens. We're just not going to put up with it. And they don't take us seriously enough yet. We are the media. We're not the alternative media anymore. I think that we crossed that night just about maybe a year or two ago when the elections got started and it proved that the media were committing literally political suicide. And I mentioned on the break, it's like the media are like a form of Islam, and they're committing a form of journalistic jihad against Trump. And they literally have an information bomb strapped to their chest. He says, I will kill myself and go to the media god, Allah, and I will blow myself and up and you too, Trump, because I don't care if we commit political, geopolitical suicide and destroy the media. You must die, Trump, and your government.
That's how
nuts it is. They literally are like informational suicide bombers. It's like, are you kidding me? And these journalists that come on and think, if you had any credibility and you have the deep voice and the good looks and all the other thing in the presentation, what you're saying coming out of your mouth is such BS. It's like, I literally cannot take enough, what I call intellectual anti-nauseants, to watch anything other than watching Tucker Carlson on Fox. Even Hannity at times makes me go, whoop, whoop. You know?
Yep, I know.
I can tell you, the only Tucker's the only one. I get Tuckered out every night, and then that's it, man.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Well, Josh, I think we've laid it out that if Trump amps it up, fires all these people inside the government, gets rid of the leakers, you don't need to do another investigation to find the leakers. They just need to look at the badges, and if the badges say D on it, you know you got a leaker.
Right, exactly. There's no question about it. There's no such thing as a moderate Democrat anymore. They don't exist.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like seeing an albino at the Apollo.
And then if you ask some questions, they try to shut down the conversation. I've talked to people, even relatives, and they'll say, "Don't tell me, because I support Bernie Sanders." I said, "Oh, really? You believe in Santa Claus, right?"
I love that one, Santa Claus. That is awesome.
Yeah, well, here's the facts, okay? I'm a businessman, okay? The reason why I'm successful in business and practice is I had a practical approach. And, of course, it's also the reason why I got persecuted in medicine with the Colorado Board of Medical Examiners, because I was causing stuff they didn't like touching some of their top surgeons that were screwing up and killing patients, okay? And if you do those things, just like Trump, when you start to mess with the New World Order and the deep state, and I think what we have to recognize, there's a fourth branch of government we're not facing, which is the intel that is now melded with global government and the media. That's the fourth branch of government. And it's literally like some kind of a cancer. It's sucking up the life out of all the other branches of government and compromising them. And it's not just in this nation. It's integrated with the European Commission, with other countries. And because it's tied in with transnational corporations, you think any of these billionaires support Donald Trump? Of course not. They support Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So, and you think, well, if she's a Democrat and she's for the working man and woman, which what Democrats used to do maybe a half a century ago, that's certainly not the case now. And the people that are black or Hispanic or otherwise that were Democrats are starting to realize, like, hey, we were actually being set up to be, you know, used and abused and thrown in the fire. And they're starting to realize that's why they're moving toward Trump. If Trump gets the tax reform, if he gets health care, and if he makes the nation safer, and then, by the way, the people who are going to get hurt the most are people that are, say, the lower middle class or the unemployed people, the people that are of color, like black, Hispanic, that live in many of these areas where tons of people coming into the country. And, yeah, we're not going to kick out regular illegals that are here illegally, like the DACA kids, as long as they don't do a felony. Which I think Trump is being very kind. You know, he could be a lot tougher on this. But when they start bellyaching,
I don't agree with that. Yeah. I think he should remove the DACA.
Yeah, I'm just talking about his approach, not necessarily mine. Yeah, his approach is I'm going to be kind and I'm going. But they still accuse him of being irrational and being a hater and a racist, despite the fact that even when he tells Caitlyn Jenner, "Come on down," even Facebook and Twitter and these social media try to suppress the fact that he's not against people of alternative lifestyle either. So, you know,
he's a social libertarian, for sure.
Exactly. So the point is, even though you have a harder stance and you want to get rid of all the illegals, it's probably not going to happen. It's probably not 12 million. It's probably more like 20 or 24 million.
No, 42.
It's million. A lot. I mean, I don't know what the number is, but it's freaking huge. Here in California, we've made rough estimates that the population is not like 36 million. It's probably more like 45 million plus. right?
There's no question about it. I mean, look, they've been using this 11 million shadow, you know, in the shadows number since, what, I don't know, 1990? I mean, you're talking 25 years.
You're talking about
this
just the
crazy number.
Yeah, even the
you
first.
You have to ask yourself, it's got to be 40, 42 million by now. It just has to.
Right. Now, here's the point. Some of these people are married or have relatives that are American, so it's not going to be easy to So what Trump is basically saying, hey, we've swallowed this poison toxic pill of all these people coming into the country that are putting wages down. Some of them you just can't remove because they're married to Americans now or they have American kids, et cetera, through the, and you can't change that that law that if they're
birthright citizenship.
Right. The problem you have to do
that's what we need to change.
Yeah, but that's going to be damn near impossible to change. What you got to do is you got to interdict them when an aircraft comes in from Bahrain or from China, because people don't know the Chinese policy of the Communist Party is you're not a member of the upper echelon of the Chinese Party, Communist Party. So they literally get an entire aircraft of pregnant women and they fly them to places like Chino, California, deliver their babies, and now because they can't get Chinese citizenship for their second child, they have American. And then they go home to China, but when they want to come back, they go to the University of Southern California or somewhere else as a student because they're very hard, they push education like crazy in Asian countries like, you know, mm-hmm. Taiwan and China. So they're usually high achievers. And they come back here, and they're not Chinese citizens; they're American from by birth. And people don't right. know that, you know, they're taking over the country with the baby carriage. And our policies for abortion—we're killing ourselves. So anybody who supports abortion, I want to slap you in the face. I'm sick of it. And when I hear people think it's not murder, I said, you know what? Have you ever talked to a surgeon who's done it? Huh? Have you ever heard of jigsaw babies? And when I tell people the exact details, they say, "How do you know?" I said, "What do you think? Do you think I know because?" You're like a conciliary for the mafia. You don't know what it's like after you've killed 400 people with, a high-powered weapon. Are you out of your mind? Do they think it's open to debate? It's not. For some reason, rather intellectually in America, a lot of people think they can either call into the show or have discussions off air or by email, and they can argue with Dr. Deagle over experiences that aren't open to debate, like my life experiences or what I've seen face-to-face. It's not open to their GD opinion. It just isn't. And I'm getting sick and tired of people thinking somehow they can second-guess Dr. Deagle. Stop it. Listen up, sit down, shut up, and if you have good questions at the end of the class, we'll open it up. But I'm really sick and tired of people thinking, and this is part of the education system in America, they think that they don't need to have respect for their elderly. And I'm their elderly now. I'm their older brother. And I'm telling them, if you don't listen, remember now the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days be prolonged. After that comma is a very important part of the commandment. If you don't listen to the elderly and the wise in your civilization, that includes you like Josh Bernstein and Dr. Bill Deagle, you're going to faceplant and you're going to die miserably beforehand. That's the way it is. And if they don't listen, and this is these Democrats and I call the Santa Claus guys and the Hillary Clinton maniacs that basically they suspend their decency. We're not even talking about religion. You can be a decent atheist. I've had lots of atheist friends that are pro-life. Okay? You can suspend your humanity, when you suspend the idea of a constitution based on decency, you don't have anything. You just have the wild. Even wild animals have a code of the wild, don't they?
Well, absolutely.
These Democrats and these leftists don't have a code anymore. They think it's perfectly okay to do things that no previous president that was treated by the media this way, that it's open season on Donald Trump. And by the way, it's not just Donald Trump, it's on all of us who supported him and want to return America to be a Judeo-Christian nation that is a powerful nation that when we say something, our allies respect us and our enemies fear us. That's not the case
exactly.
of the Abominator. That's really scary, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely frightening. We've lost a lot of gravitas, if you will, on the geopolitical stage in the last 8 years. I mean, the first thing Barack Obama did was went on an Apologizing for America tour. He went and told all these foreign nations that, you know, we're not an exceptional nation and this and that. And he bowed to Saudi kings to show that, he was in favor of Islam, obviously. And he went around and he did all these horrible things. He went to, you know, Europe and did that stupid thing in front of the gate in Europe, and you know all these crazy socialists in Europe were fawning and fainting and everything else, and it was all a facade. The whole thing was a facade. I've said this many times. The difference between socialism and conservatism is in the messaging in a lot of ways, because if you have two people that really don't follow politics and one candidate says, I want to give you everything, I want to take care of you, I want to give you free education and free health care and free this and free that, and then the other candidate says, I want to remove all the obstacles that are in your life so that you can achieve your maximum potential. To the untrained ear, the socialist is going to sound better because it sounds better coming off the ear. And that's how the left controls people, manipulates people, and wins elections, because they lie to the lowest common denominator. And unfortunately, the lowest common denominator, a lot of times, the minorities and things like that, they come out and they vote thinking that they're going to get something. They're going to receive something, that somehow this person is going to make their lives easier. And what they don't get and what they don't understand, that it's the conservative, it's the Republican, the constitutionalist that's going to make your life easier. And to convey that message to the youth of America is extremely difficult when you have these left-wing radical Marxist professors who teach you and teach their students that the Constitution is an inherently racist document that needs to be changed and altered over time. They graduate high school with a degree in democratic studies, then they meet their Marxist professors. So by the time they're in their 30s or 40s and they kind of figure it out and they're married and they have kids and a job and responsibility, they've already been tainted from all of those years of being indoctrinated in leftist ideology. And they do that everywhere. They do it all across the globe.
Let me give you a good example. I put together this video with the help of Ron Klatz, head of A4M for preventive medicine. Dr. Cassidy, who's actually a medical doctor, took care of indigent and other people, who's a senator, and others. And I put this video together with my experience of 40 years in private medical practice. And if they institute my plan, it would basically eliminate malpractice. It would eliminate fee-for-service. It would eliminate state licensure. It would allow lateral training so medics could become surgeons. It would cut costs. It would allow access to everybody. But it wouldn't tell you what the hell you have to take. It wouldn't tell you that if you don't follow this treatment plan, we're not going to, quote, pay for your treatment or this or that. It wouldn't direct your doctor that if they don't do a certain thing, they're going to end up losing their license or they're going to be disciplined. It would allow freedom. Now, here's a good example. I personally not only have my own doctors, but I also see alternative docs. Docs are trained in functional medicine. Now, if you don't want to go to a functional medicine doctor, that's your choice. The information should be only between you and your doctor. It shouldn't go to Health and Human Services. It shouldn't be encrypted in fee-for-service or ICD-9 or D10 codes. What people don't understand is when the government gets into your health care, they get into your life, including mandatory vaccines. In the pipeline, if the Democrats had their way, and they're doing it here in California, they're driving people out of the state because they want to force people.
Exactly.
They can't go to the schools unless they take all these mandatory vaccines, which basically fry their little brain. Now, I know as a medical legal expert, if you give vaccines with mercury, you hit the neurotubulin subunit in your brain that makes your dendrite connections. And they even passed a law in California that you can't get vaccines with mercury under age 3. But guess what? When they ran out of vaccines this past fall, the governor passed an exception law, a rule, you know, just a rule without going to the legislature, that, hey, we ran out of vaccine, so you can give the mercury ones to the kids under 3 anyway, even if it fries their little brain. Okay? Now,
it's so that, sick. And you have that
sick.
Senator Pan, P-A-N, I think his name
right.
is.
Yeah.
He is an absolute Satanist, this guy. Former, I believe, anesthesiologist, and now is a senator in California. And he said that he was going to get rid of the parental restraint. Like, in other words, if the parents want to sign a waiver basically saying that they can't have vaccines, he's actually said that he wants to get rid of that, and I think he already has.
Let me tell you a story. My daughter, we live in California, in North County, San Diego, and it's about pretty close to 3 years ago, our daughter finished school. She has Down syndrome. She's high functioning. She has her own private tutor and teacher. Comes by on Wednesday and gives her books, and we do things with her. She runs her own computer, her own iPad. She travels internationally with me, and she's more appropriate in social situations than I am by far. And we got a notice 3 years ago, before she was finishing last year's school, they were going to give her the Gardasil and other vaccines. So I went to the school, and I visited the school nurse, who's a male school nurse, and I said, now, you need to understand, my daughter is not going to have sex. Okay? and she's got Down syndrome. She's not leaving home. Do you understand that? And I said, if you give my daughter the Gardasil vaccine, I have a vaccine for you, but it contains lead. And what do you mean?
Oh, absolutely.
I said, what do you mean? I said, you're doing an assault on my daughter. I'm going to make an assault on you. And I said, if I don't take you out that way, I'll take you out legally otherwise. But I'm going to tell you, the rest of your life is going to be miserable. And I said, you have to understand, this is not okay. I don't care what government says, mandatory this and that. And this Governor Brown that literally passed this rule, they actually broke their, even their own law that they said, oh, yeah, it fries the brains of kids under three. Here in California, if you make supplements and you have certain things that, like you have, I think it's peas, and peas tend to concentrate heavy metals. And they're naturally present in pretty well every soil on the planet. So if the peas concentrate a certain amount of lead that's ambient in the air, because we stopped having lead-based gasolines in the 70s, guess what? You have to put on the label of your supplements that the peas concentrate the ambient lead, and therefore it might cause birth defects or other problems. That's how nuts this state is. On the other hand, they'll take mercury, which is the most toxic substance outside radiotoxins, and say it's okay to give to your kid. And by the way, if you don't let us give to your kid, they can't go to school. Now, I am yet to see children, newborns, hanging around bars waiting for alternative sex or IV drugs. But yet, they give the hepatitis B vaccine mandatory, and they tell you, if you don't, doctor, if you don't give this to your kid, to your patients, to pediatric patients, you're going to have your license yanked, idiot.
Well, why look, Dr. Yeah. Bill, I want to tell you about a story about a young boy named Colton. I don't know if you saw it. It's on Vaxxed, and it's also on the internet. His name is Colton. I can't remember his last name offhand. Right. But this poor kid, I mean, we're talking, I think he's from Utah. Nice kid, 12, 13 years old, rode motocross, played football, basketball, baseball. I mean, this kid never sat still. He was about the most active kid you can imagine. He goes to the doctor, and his doctor, he doesn't even have a vagina. This is a boy now. His doctor recommends the Gardasil shot for HPV. Well, right. He's getting older. He may, you know, hook up with some girls, you know, might as well protect himself. Guess what? Colton now has a breathing apparatus. He's got this large thing wrapped around his neck. He cannot move his head. He cannot do anything. He can't do any sports or anything.
Do you know
it
what
has
he had?
Completely ruined his life.
You know what he had?
Complete.
He had what's called an ascending Guillain-Barré paralysis, which we know happens with this. Narcoleptic attacks happen to these people. Pseudotumor cerebral. I'm an expert on all these things legally, okay? So if you've been out there and injured, and by the way, every week I get panic calls and emergency calls from people about vaccines. And some of them, their daughter's at nursing school, and they're going to make it mandatory, and they don't just give them one or two vaccines, they give them a whole shitload. And they say stupid things like, well, if we don't have the vaccine, they might infect somebody. If literally someone decides to be vaccinated and they think it's protecting them, why would you have to vaccinate someone else who might infect them if they're already protected? So if your child is not vaccinated, how can he infect someone else who's already vaccinated and supposedly, quote, protected? This is an insane dislogic that I find really bizarre. And if you look at the health of these children, and I can prove it, you know, with quantitative electroencephalograms, SPECT blood flow scans, positron emission tomography scans, I can prove to you that when you develop BOF or brain on fire caused by heavy metals and radiotoxins and other things, adjuvants that are present in these vaccines, they're never normal. Their glial cell activation lasts for decades. They're never normal. They're finished.
No.
Until they, and of course, when they see somebody like me that starts to detox them and try to re-stimulate regeneration of neural pathways and so on. So if you think it's a minor thing, no, it's a criminal activity. It's an evil thing, and it needs to damn well stop. And it's not going to stop necessarily. As I say, if we can't go to the voting box, we're going to go to the cartridge box. And so when I said this to her school nurse, and I did mean it, I said, you know, if you give my daughter a vaccine laced with these toxic genetic material, that's what the Gardasil vaccine, it literally makes their cells make the antigen for the Gardasil virus. I said, I'm going to give you a vaccine, but it's going to contain lead. And he looked at me like, you're serious, aren't you? I said, damn serious.
Yeah, we've got to protect our children. And, you know, look, I did an interview with a lady, what was her name? Brandy Vaughn, her name was. She was a former Merck sales representative who then turned whistleblower. She was part of the whole Vioxx
right.
thing where it caused heart attacks and strokes and things like that.
Right.
Well, she turned into she lives in California, by the way. She turned
right.
into a whistleblower. And my God, what an interview that was on the show. Just
oh, yeah.
going through the entire thing. It was just incredible.
Yeah. Stay right there. We'll be right back in a minute with the closing segment. Always amazing show. First hour on Wednesdays.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Let's talk about also something that's dear to your heart, which is AMAC. And I'm an AMAC member. I use AMAC benefits. Why should we use AMAC instead of using AARP? Why do we use, for example, Gun Owners of America instead of the alternative organization?
That's easy because Gun Owners of America and Larry Pratt are the only gun organization out there that will not compromise on the Second Amendment in any fashion, in any way.
Including the so-called registry, which, by the way,
right,
Canadians
exactly.
had enough guts to not actually even bring their guns into register, so they had to drop the law during the...
Gun Owners of America is the equivalent of super nuclear rockets as opposed to the old musket and Smith and Wessons of the NRA. The NRA is a great organization, don't get me wrong, but Gun Owners of America, folks, is where you need to go. They are fantastic. They are the no compromise ever on your Second Amendment rights. I'm not even their spokesman, but I can tell you that for sure. But I am a spokesman for the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short. You can check us out at amac.us. We are the conservative alternative to AARP. We didn't spend $2.8 billion lobbying for the passage of Obamacare and then turning around and exempting all of our members from it. We didn't support the expansion of Medicaid in the states. We are a conservative alternative to AARP. When we do lobby on behalf of Congress, it is to provide more power, more control for seniors and their health care choices and decisions. You can also check us out and call us at 888-262-2006. Again, 888-262-2006. Tell them you heard Josh Bernstein, their national spokesman, on the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, and we'll even give you an absolutely free, no strings attached, free membership just for mentioning my name, Josh Bernstein. Call us at 888-262-2006 or find us on the web at amac.us.
Now, one of the things we're doing is we're going to be able to post up also to a special channel for Josh Bernstein and the Josh Bernstein Show on our simulcast videos. We also are podcasting any previous materials you have. These YouTube interviews, for example, you just sent me, they need to be up there about the Colton story and Randy Vaughn. Merck rep turned whistleblower tells all. I had my own personal experiences. We'll talk at a future show, but I'll tell you, dynamic answers. If you want to hear them, listen to Josh, and we have his links up on his website, his videos. Back every Wednesday, back in a minute with our geopolitical artist, David Dees, in his latest books, Volume 1 and 2, of geopolitical art. You can't believe it, but it's there in your face. We'll be back in a minute with David Dees in hour number 2, and Dr. Bob Teal, hour 3 today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can... Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to the report.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.